Track 6. Now to Rowan Mantell's talk of the county, and she asks, don't smiley faces denote a rave?
I used to think I could do English. I know lots of words, have a reasonable understanding of which order to use them in, can command capital letters, spell stuff and other words, wrangle recalcitrant clauses and tenses into submission, and bend punctuation to my will. At least I thought I could. Then I discovered that the full stops with which I'd been finishing messages might have been interpreted as aggressive. Oh no, my punctuation was punchy and not in a positive, making meaning clearer way. Instead of finishing a thought and rounding off a sentence with a tiny circular flourish, I should have left things hanging, thus. I checked back through messages from young people, offspring, ridiculously young colleagues, and found full stops stopped sometime around 2015. As communication shifted from long-form letters to terse texts, the full stop lost its point and took on a new role as an intimidating, abrupt end of slapper-downer. No one actually mentioned this to me, but that's probably because they thought I was too old and set in my weird ways. I still ration exclamation marks to one at a time and agonise over which emoji to use, sometimes going as far as Googling their meaning. However, I had thought I was safe with the smiley face. In fact, could all those messages ending with a smiley have taken the sting out of my hostile full stops? Well, no. I've just discovered that a smile is not necessarily just a smile. If sent to a digital native, it might be patronising and sarcastic. And how should happiness be communicated? With a skull and crossbones, obvs. I've never used one, mainly because I'm not a pirate. But the reasoning goes something along the lines of dead funny. Dead. Researching further, diddling around the internet, I discovered these latest tweaks to written language are down to Gen Z. I used to think I could do history too. I love how things that happened centuries ago can still be traced in our landscape and language. I'm not so good at my own history, even though an unusual name should make tracing at least one branch of my family comparatively simple and quite possibly hugely rewarding. A Mary Ann Mantell discovered the Iguanodon, or Mantellosaurus, as I like to call it, in 1822. However, and talking of dinosaurs, I didn't even know which generation I'm in. Thankfully, I'm not a boomer. Phew, all those OK Boomer jibes would hurt. Perhaps I'm a snowflake, although I think that's millennials. I do like avocado, but cannot claim to have been born after, quick Google, 1980. So that leaves me in Generation X. X marks the spot for those of us who were alive in at least part of the 60s, but can't remember it because we were babies. We grew up before the internet, when a smiley, yellow smiley face meant acid house and rave. Now it makes our children sad. Or maybe it makes them laugh to find dinosaurs struggling to read and write.